Track 4, Greater Love by John Ireland. Again, you'll find this on many CDs, and it's also on YouTube. So I do recommend listening to it. A few years ago, we did this in the Area Festival when we were in Plymouth. It's a great piece, wonderful words, and extremely fine music to those words. Most of the time, it's not nearly as difficult as it sounds. The important thing at the beginning, tenors, is not to sound strained. So a little bit like we had in the foreign, just a very natural, simple singing. So, again, words. Words really important, because that is the start and finish of all this music. So then when we come to the chorus, that sounds quite sort of bare, but of course the organ is filling everything in. So altos and basses, make sure you go right up to that A so that it's a good clash with the B. The whole thing lives by that. Then, tenors and basses, you're in thirds, so really make sure you're careful about your tuning. And then altos and sopranos. This in sixth, so also this is tuning. Altos, your G sharp, F double sharp, which is the same as G. It's only down a semitone, so not very far. Apologies for that. Lovely chord. So neither can the. Then the next part, which gets quite agitated, is actually quite a lot easier because it's all in unison. Apart from... And then... And tenors, sorry, altos and basses, you're staying on as death on the G sharp. Make sure you do stay on that, so it's a really good clash. And then we're all together. Just make sure the rhythm on cannot, because it's the other way around from the others, it's crotchet minim. Then when you get to love, okay, it's got a rest at the end of love, especially for you to have a nice big one beat breath. But try not to, certainly sopranos, try not to lose your position in your voice, because it'll make it easier to do the great if you are up there already. Try also not to do too much of the grrr, because it won't help you actually to get that top note very well. That enormous difference between the fortissimo on the top chord greater, which is helpful, of course, to be able to do that. And then we go right down to piano. So need to control that really well. Watch the conductor really well to control that. And then very quietly, but very distinctly. Thank you. Now, there's that ritardando on the end, which quite a lot of people do as quite a large ritardando. Some people don't do so much. So just don't think about what you do normally. Watch the conductor, and then we'll all be together. It's really important that that whole section is beautifully together. It's such important words there that it really has to be wonderfully unison timing. Okay, next section we don't need to concern ourselves with. We'll have a solo treble and a solo baritone. And then, on page 13, be ready to come in, sopranos and tenors. Don't be wallowing too much in what the baritone is singing, because he's going... So we're straight in there. There's no time to go righteousness. Oh, wasn't that wonderful? And then think what's coming up. So you're straight in. Righteousness that we... Right. Chord goes up onto righteousness, perhaps not expecting it. Now, important, the lengths of these notes. Washed is the three beats. Wash, two, three, off. One, two. Sanctified. Oh, but that's only a beat and a half, so just off before the end of the bar. Before the end of the bar, so make sure it's not hanging on towards the bar line. And then this fantastic chord. Sometimes we get a little bit slower here. Again, follow the conductor, really important. And then your lovely chord coming up here. Well, there's two things, isn't it? It's this one. And then you've got the light. So, actually, most people don't have too difficult a job. Altos, you probably have the hardest job. Darkness in. So you've got to make sure that's really sharp enough, because it'd be very easy to be a bit flat on that. Fortunately, again, you do get it in the organ. So it will help. Okay. So sopranos, particularly top sopranos, light. I won't even try to demonstrate singing it, but try not to sing too much of the e part of light, because you get that awful sort of horrible diphthong sound. But light will be quite good. Open wide and just sing it. And it's got to hold on for all those beats. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, off. Because he doesn't ask for it to get quieter. So it's just staying up with that three fortes there. And then, of course, complete contrast. Sopranos and the basses just need to come in as though it's been going on forever, while the tenors and the altos have been singing beautifully for some while. Oh, make it sound as though it's something. Oh, new load of voices coming in. You just need to flow in. So there's another nice chord to think about. On the present was just an F sharp minor chord, but this time it's a D major. So the D for the tenors needs to be nice and sharp. The altos and the basses with their F sharps as well. Then this one is probably the hardest bit, really. Certainly for the sopranos and altos. So. That really is quite awkward. So just have a really wide open mouth on it. Howly almost for the sopranos. Certainly top sopranos, because you've got to get that. And then don't allow yourself to drop at all. You've just got to go down to the G sharp, which is actually only a semitone. It's not very far. Slightly wrong rhythm there. Think really important is the line of the phrase and the line of the words, so that you don't go holy and just sort of drop down completely. It would almost be good if you didn't take a breath after the top holy. If you can do that without, would really help. We should all end up on the same note there. With that nice accompaniment. Big contrasts, really important. Once again, words, absolutely vitally important.